Hello, and welcome to Parking Thought, the internet's only podcast recorded from the intersection of Curiosity Trail and Gratitude Lane. Around here, we start our episode titles with "and," just because we can. The windows here in the studio face the rolling hills of gratitude, and just beyond the hills lie all the good in the world, from the extraordinary to the everyday. My name is Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. Let us know you're listening by tapping the like button or the subscribe button or shooting us a note over at parkingthought.com. Comment wherever you happen to find us. In this edition, we're going to be talking about fasting because there's an opportunity here. So in the last episode, I ran a bit long, longer than normal anyway. I do like to keep these to about 10 minutes or so. But I felt it was good to kind of wrap up how we have very imperfect systems trying to respond to something that these systems are not designed for, but that we have millions of people making good choices. Now, maybe that concise message didn't come out in the 20 minutes that I recorded. I would have liked it if it had, but if it didn't, then there it is now. This episode is about an opportunity that we have to fast. Now, those of you that haven't fasted before, there's different ways and techniques of doing this. Fasting is both a health practice and a religious practice. So in a health practice sense, fasting is the opportunity for the body to be deprived of food. And there's different benefits, different chemicals that are released in the body depending on how long and how often, and the health of the user to be able to potentially fast. So I'm not bringing this up in the health sense. If you want to listen to a podcast that references the health sense of fasting, then head on over to Trail to 100. That's the podcast by Jacob and Melody Bateman, who are doing a very good job talking about and documenting their progress to be able to do a 100-mile race. And they are looking into and experimenting with, fast running, or fasting while running. I think I said that wrong, but I hope you understand. What we have the opportunity to do this Sunday, though, is a little different. It's more of a religious fast. And so we understand the health version of fasting. There's a combination here where we have both the religious and the economical perspective on fasting. And this is actually pretty neat. So as those of you who are longtime listeners know, I'm a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The leader of our church is in Salt Lake City, and we refer to him as a prophet. And we believe, and it's a matter of faith that we can disagree on, but we as members of the church believe that he has the opportunity to be inspired by God and receive revelation for the whole world. Now, revelation might sound a bit scary and foreign. In our church, it's actually pretty common. What we refer to there is we believe that people can be inspired to receive revelation in whatever their circumstances are. So I'm entitled to receive revelation about my life. You're entitled to receive revelation about your life. If you're a parent, you're entitled to receive revelation about being a parent. Whatever role you happen to find yourself in life, we believe that a loving Heavenly Father wants to give you the counsel and guidance necessary to be able to be happy and healthy and productive. And to this end, the prophet has felt inspired, or at least I believe he felt inspired, to share a message with the world. I'm going to play part of that here. I don't want to play the whole thing. But he's asked all of us to participate in a fast. And so here's his words.
"And I know that during these challenging times, we can be strengthened and lifted as we call upon God and His Son, Jesus Christ, the Master Healer. I invite you to join with me in a worldwide fast, for all whose health permits, to pray for relief from the physical, emotional, and economic effects of this global pandemic. I invite members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints everywhere, along with our many friends, to fast and pray this Sunday, March 29th. Let us unite our faith to plead for physical, spiritual, and other healing throughout the entire world. The Lord understands the feelings you are experiencing. He loves and cares for you, as I do."
I love hearing that message, and I want to share with you as my audience the opportunity that we have to fast. Right now, one of the reasons why we deal with the emotions we do while we are self-quarantining is that it feels like we can't do anything. You know, I read an article today that talks about how, you know, a virus messes with our senses. Our senses are biologically wired and engineered so we can perceive threat and take the threat out. And we can't really do that with things that we can't see. And so we're wired in a way where it feels like, and all of our experience is not necessarily value. It feels like we can't do anything. It feels like we're helpless. So if you're feeling that way, then why don't you join me on Sunday and fast? And I'll describe what I plan on doing for fasting based upon the guidance I've received. And feel free to modify this for your circumstances and personal preference. So fasting for us is, or for me, is going two meals without food or water, right? Just nothing for two meals. I know other people in my family choose to fast from various other things. They might still drink water, but they'll fast from food. And again, how you choose to fast is a very personal thing. What I want you to do is I want you to do it in a way where you can feel connected and to this larger, greater, you know, humanity that you can't see from inside your four walls. And the other bit of instruction I've always received is that while you're fasting, it's important to pray. And so I would advise you that if you are a person of faith, and if you're not, and you want to try, you're welcome to. But to be able to find some way to keep a prayer and hope in your heart, that those who are dealing with this event and these circumstances and are likely not dealing with it as well as you are, the ones who are struggling, and all of us who have concern about the social, health, and economic concerns, that we lay those burdens on the Lord, that we hope for that brighter future that allows us to have faith. Will you do that with me? When the prophet of our church speaks, the membership usually follows. And there are 15 million people who are going to spend Sunday, March 29th, fasting and praying. And you can be a part of that group. You wouldn't have to feel alone. I once had a very special experience in a church setting where I was able to really feel connected. I believe it was one of those times of personal revelation where I could feel like I was connected to everyone else in the world. And it was special to me. I don't really have words to describe it, but it was beautiful. And it's something that hasn't left. I want to share that type of experience with you. And so that's why I'm offering this invitation. Thank you guys for listening. And let's wrap this up. But let's wrap it up a little differently. Normally I say the best way to say thank you for this episode is to share it with someone you know. And instead of that, why don't you share that you learned about a national fast, or rather a religious fast, or rather a fast on Sunday to help us feel like we're doing something. Oh, I'm sorry. We can't wrap this up. My bad, guys, because there's also an economic purpose behind this as well. The other thing we do when we fast for two meals is we take the money we would have spent on those two meals and we give it to a charity. And now I use my church as my charitable contribution, you know, thing, or my vehicle for charitable contribution. But why don't you guys try finding a charity that you can donate to as well? Whatever you would have spent on those two meals, whatever you feel comfortable saying that you would have spent on those two meals, donate it to a charity. And I think we could do a lot of good. Imagine that, 15 million people fasting and you fasting along with them and donating to charities or people in need. What a difference in the world that'll make. It would not go unnoticed. Now, let's truly wrap this up. Please don't share this episode. Share the idea of fasting. Share the invitation to fast on Sunday, whether you're a religious person or not. From the economic standpoint of being able to go without meals for two meals and then share that money that you would have spent with somebody else can make a difference. Invite people to do the same. Well, at the end of every episode, we do finish off with a challenge to remember in a world where you can literally choose to be anything, well, why not choose to be grateful?